We invite you to tune in to Stream Globe Radio, our 24/7 internet station filled with edifying sermons, uplifting music, and inspiring programs. Listen anytime at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled, God Hears You, Part 2. Today's meditation was written by Pastor S.D. Abraham. We shall take our Bible reading from 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 12. For the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayer. But the Lord's face is against those who do evil. I have just read from the New English Translation. The reason Lola could pray with such confidence was because she knew she was righteous, and she had no doubt about this fact. She had repented of her sins and was now walking in the newness of life that can only be found in Christ Jesus. She had experienced growth in the divine nature, and she knew her righteousness was a real, practical experience. Because she practically walked in the divine nature of love, her heart was assured of her righteousness. See 1 John 3:19. If she did not have a practical walk of righteousness, the confidence she received from that scripture would not have been there. When the Bible says, "The righteous are as bold as a lion," Proverbs 28:1, it is because they have a track record of acts of righteousness, not just empty claims of faith without works. There is a boldness that comes from walking in the nature of God. It realigns us with the powerful frequency of heaven. Righteousness is a gift every believer in Christ receives. It is our unconditional right standing with God because of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. It is like the access that a child, legitimately born into a family, has to his father. This access is not because of anything the child did, but because he was born. In the same way, when you are born again, you are born into God's family, and this gives you legitimate access to him. However, what you do with that access will determine whether you walk in boldness or timidity. Sin robs believers of confidence before God, and this is why the devil tempts Christians, even though he knows they already have the gift of righteousness. Whenever you see someone who claims to be a believer but is no longer disturbed by sin, that person's conscience has been seared. See 1 Timothy 4:2. They are either spiritually dead or in deep slumber, desperately needing revival. Go into today remembering that God's eyes are always upon you, and his ears are open to your prayers because you are righteous through your living faith in Christ Jesus. If you have received the gift of righteousness through faith, but you are not practically walking in the nature of righteousness, this is a call to repentance. You cannot appropriate the bounties of this gift if your walk is in contradiction to your spiritual positioning. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from Ezekiel chapters 43 to 48. Click on the link after Bible in 1 year to listen to the audio Bible. You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.